from the six subfloor basement. It's a Supreme Court of beer. It's Guys, Games, and Beer, Beer Court.
Yeah!
Ba-dum-bum. Ba-dum-bum-bum. Yeah, this is gonna sound freaking great. Anyway,
so now I have a question. We're obviously going to go into the weekend with some wrap up on that. Do we do that pre or post beer?
You can do it right. Well, you can do it right now.
All
right,
so that.
We already did the theme song.
Yeah,
we
did do the theme song.
All right.
Do that post beer.
I mean, post beer.
Because some people
post beer.
Empty of their beers. And
God damn it.
Yeah, we're I need a fresh one anyways. Okay, so is this the hazy IPA route?
It is. I have no idea what the hell it is.
Somebody grab that and let's find out what we got here. Ron, you're up.
Okay, so what do we got?
Larry, you're up.
So this is, I can't pronounce the brewery, but the Space Dust IPA. Way too much noise going on. All right, so.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They don't have, is Pure Star Gold Energy.
Wow.
I don't remember that hop.
Neither do I.
With Chinook to bitter and late and dry additions of citrus and amaretto.
It smells really good.
Space Dust is totally Nebula IPA. All right, so then we have hops. It says Chinook.
Yes. Yeah, we've got Chinook hops, Citra hops. What's the Amaretto hops.
The malts, premium two rolls C15. I don't know what.
Wow, that was very specific for a hop. I'm sorry, for a grain. That is really very being very specific on what grain you're using.
Dextra pills. Yeah, that is very specific.
That is very specific. But you know something? I appreciate that actually.
Not American, so...
It smells really good, guys. I don't know if you smelled it yet.
No, kind of.
No, it sounds good.
So do you want their quick little other...
Yeah, give us the other description.
Their origin, first brewed in 2012, is a one-off at our innovation brewery, Elysian Fields. So that's the...
Elysian.
The name originates from the brew day, where leftover galaxy hop dust was spontaneously thrown into the brew. Hence, space dust.
So they were literally used like hop dust that they had from all the other hops.
Yeah. The beer grew in popularity within our pubs, was bottled to our Manic series, and eventually became the number one beer in our portfolio. Galaxy hops were eventually replaced by Amarillo.
Okay.
By the way, so they opened in 96.
Where are they at?
And they... Bold art and music define Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. Okay.
We carry the same spirit in the way we brew beer. It's about taking chances, learning from our missteps, and changing the perception. Pull up a bar stool.
I gotta say, it's a really good IPA. Now, again, as you guys know, I'm not an IPA drinker. This is a solid IPA.
It's a good one. Would we like to shock ourselves with the ABV?
Yes, please.
8.2.
Holy mother of God!
Wait!
No!
That is an 8.2? That does not taste like an 8.2.
No.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
I was about to say, this tastes just as alcoholic as my cow.
What's the BT you
the
bitter units.
It's not because I'm thinking.
I'm going to say it's 60.
73.
All right. Is that
it's up there. So this is an
This is an 8.2?
Yeah.
Holy mother of God.
And the artwork has inspiration from a candy from the 70s.
Really?
Oh, I've eaten this candy.
What candy?
It's pixie dust. It's
No,
they're... Inspiration came from the original Pop Rocks candy packaging via circa 1976.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And they got permission from General Mills to use a similarity to adapt.
All right. I get it. I get it.
You see,
I know.
Because Pop Rocks had Pop Rocks had the planet spitting out the comet strike.
Yeah, and it says we adapted the label to a hop cone chomping down on a hop dust while in space.
Huh. So. Yep. That they had a planet with the trail on the Pop Rocks back then. I remember that. This is a solid IPA.
Until Mikey killed
it. I still can't believe it's an
8.2. Damn you, Mikey.
I cannot believe it's an 8.2.
By the way, no, that story's just
it's
like...
not tasting it.
Didn't even happen.
No, I'm not tasting an 8.2 in this. All right. Well, let's start with the obvious question then. Jacob, party cooler?
Possible, but not the first beer.
Later in the evening?
Yeah, because this is really lingering on my tongue.
It's gonna burn you out.
It builds up. Yeah, yeah. This is what we talk about with hoppiness. This one will.
This is a last beer type of thing I'm feeling.
Well, I don't know about that.
A2.
I know.
I don't know about last beer.
Middle of the road.
Oh well. When they say beer. Last beer, I'm saying. I'm talking about this is a last beer that I don't have to try.
All right. All right, Dallas, how about you? Party cooler?
Party pooper.
You want to be a party pooper?
Yeah.
Party pooper? Every party has to have a pooper.
Maybe one. I mean, I can imagine maybe one that's not an all-day drinker, though. I mean, when I think of party cooler, I think of all-day drinkers. This isn't... It's not a bad beer at all. It's a little too...
It's heavy.
It's too much for someone to drink over and over throughout the night. Yeah.
All right.
Plus, I get hammered easily. So,
you know what?
Yeah. All right. Ryan, party cooler.
It could be nice after one or two regular beers to just kind of like kick it up and then
get the zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Larry, party cooler?
No.
All right.
No, it's not a party cooler for me. One reason is the high alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, I can't
see
it.
It's not
plus, sexy, at parties and stuff, there's often a lot of food and things like that.
Yeah.
And I don't want my taste buds crushed.
All right. Rob, party cooler.
Fuck
you,
yeah.
Rob's like, man, he's going for this shit.
I'm going to get rippity ripped.
He wants to be crushed.
Yeah.
Don't kid yourself.
It's part of his fantasies.
I'm going to be with you too. As much as it's a really solid IPA,
snooze
the 8.2, and the really, it's a good hoppy beer.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be for me out of the party cooler.
Yeah,
I think you two are right on the money with this. Also, if I'm having food at the party, this is all I'm going to be tasting. All right, let's go around again. Jacob, the pub.
No.
All right.
No.
That was a straight out no.
You know, one side of me says sure, the other side of me says, you know what, you're at a pub, you're eating, and I can't really think too much of a good food combination of this. I mean, on the surface level, some certain IPAs like this, maybe a burger, but...
Thank you. I was just going to say a greasy burger.
Yeah, that's the only food I can imagine with pub, but otherwise, even if I went to a pub to eat and drink, I'd probably go for something else, like a little lighter, or something.
All right.
Yeah, easier on the stomach and something I could probably drink again afterwards. Yeah.
All right, Ryan, pub.
It's tasty, so yeah, I think like it's got that decent taste. That's not it does linger a little bit, but it's not the over
not killing you.
Yeah,
yeah, true.
All right. The high alcohol still is.
Yeah, you're not gonna drink a lot of them.
No.
Mm-mm. No, you will not.
All right. Larry, pub?
Well, I tell you what.
Oh.
I have... Food's not going to be part of this equation.
All right. But drinking.
But, so, I'm thinking... this would be the one I would get at a rock show.
Oh.
And I'm paying $16.
you want the hell, bang right? For your buck. You want that bang for your buck.
I can see that one there.
I can, but when I want my bang for a buck at a rock show or industrial show or whatever, I get a tall boy of this.
Yeah.
You don't have to get up as much.
But.
No, there are a few venues that I probably would grab this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At the pub. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say, I'm sorry, Rob, pub.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
Why the hell not?
Yeah. This I would order at a pub. It's a tasty IPA. If I wanted to do an IPA at a pub, I would do this. Also, again, if I just kind of want to get my groove on, if I'm not driving because it's an 8.2, yeah, I can see ordering this at the pub. Also, I love your thing. Yeah, this is one if you're at a rock show and you want to get a little in the zone.
Wait, do you think this will be at the Crucible?
Friday? Let's find out Friday night.
When we rock in the new EP by Lords of the Trident.
And who's playing with Lords of the Trident?
Psycho Stick, which we just saw this weekend.
I know, which is fucking awesome. We're going to see him 2 weekends in a row. So, all right. So, yeah, so I would order this at the pub. It's a solid drinker. It's a really well-done IPA. I still can't believe it's an 8.2, though. It does not taste like an 8.2.
No, I'll give it that. Yeah. It is hiding the high alcohol very well.
Yeah, so. But it's a solid IPA. And again, I'm not an IPA drinker, but this is a solid IPA. I'm good with the overall flavor. Yes, it's bitter.
Very bitter.
Yeah, and the bitterness lingers a little bit, but it's also not killer bitter. We've had killer bitter on the show. This is not killer bitter. This is bitter, like an IPA. I'm good with this.
It's bitter, and it keeps building on the bitter.
It does. Right now, you know, I've got that whole bitter thing going on. I wish I had something greasy to cut it with. But solid. All right. Well, let's see what we think of this one, guys. In 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
All right.
That's easy.
That's pretty easy. Nobody hates it. I would say generally positive. It's a solid one. So, Ryan, one more time. Who's this?
Elysian Space Dust IPA. Is it Elysian?
Space Dust IPA by Elysian Brewing.
Okay.
It's a good solid beer if you're looking for something with a high alcohol content. 8.2 for an IPA is up there, guys. I mean, think about the IPAs we have. 5, maybe 6. This is an 8.2. That's a really freaking high alcohol content. Now I can see why it's your flagship beer, guys, because, it's got a lot of booze in it.
Well, that is a flagship booze.
Right? Yeah, that is a flagship booze. Okay, Judge Rob, let's pass verdict on Elysian's Space Dust IPA.
Okay, where the hell am I?
Judge Rob is looking at new sound mixes because we had some sound
mixes. Yeah, so I'm sick of that crap.
It's under the paper.
Yes.
I guess we set up his station for him.
I guess so. So Judge Rob.
Gamble that crap and we can move on.
On the charge of essentially being a hallucinogen, I find you guilty. That's it. I've been drinking this hard. It's a... Yeah. Guilty! Guilty is sin!
Oh. Yeah!
Sin to you! Drinking! That was pretty good.
Alright, so, guys, I'm going to offer this up to the table with experience from the weekend. So we were out at a game convention all the way in Pittsburgh.
So that's the farthest east in the United States we've gone so far. Yeah,
it is.
In the United States.
Very, very, very new terrain. And so, but Psycho Stick, which we will see this Friday in Madison. Mm-hmm. So they will travel about the same as us.
Yes, they will.
Well, they're coming back home, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a Chicago-based, I believe. Yeah. And so, offer this up to the table as a thought and an idea. So, random person shows up with a super party pack of tacos.
20 tacos.
Because, you know, Psycho Sticks, I want a taco, you know. The tacos, right?
Yeah.
But which it didn't actually play that day. But that's okay. The person showed up, gave the band some tacos, and then shared with the audience. Who partakes? They walk up. They offer you
Rando.
Their rando person walks up with their party pack from to the Taco Bell box. Huh? Taco? Huh? Do you grab one or do you not grab one?
Depends how drunk I am.
Mm-hmm. Was it after one of these?
Oh, Larry may have been a little loaded that night.
Larry, there has been a YouTube channel that went under that had a lot of problems, but yet they instilled upon me with one simple thing that I learned from one person that didn't do it. It is to take the damn taco. Because the person that didn't take the taco, oh, did they fuck with that person to the point where to get this issue to no longer be an issue, they had to go around to the entire campus, the entire company, offering people tacos while constantly be eating a taco.
Yeah, so there so was there, punishment.
There was not just one punishment, there were several punishments. So therefore, I don't know why, but it instilled upon me a fear of just take the damn taco.
So you don't want to. So your fear is you absolutely have to.
Offended. He said he's got to take the taco. All right.
I've got to take the taco because it may be. I may not eat the taco because if I'm too full, I can't fit the taco in. But yet, I'm taking the taco. All
right. But would you eat it? It's a random taco. Stranger. Would you eat the taco? It's in a Taco Bell box. Do you eat the taco from the restaurant?
I'm going
stranger?
To examine the taco, but most likely I will eat the taco.
Okay, all right.
Quick one, guys. Hey, Mike!
Anyone else?
Hey!
Anyone else want to weigh in the taco dilemma?
Yeah, I'm not eating the taco, dude. I am not eating a random fucking taco at a concert. I don't care if it's a Taco Bell on the box. I am not eating that damn taco, okay? I will take the shame. They can shame me all night. I ain't eating someone's random food at a show. That just sounds like a recipe for
that. That is a sealed taco. Oh, right, I'm going to be looking out, at this.
Now you're qualified.
I'm going to be a random person.
With a taco, but very enthusiastic about the
band. Oh, I'm sure he was.
I have also...
If it's part of their fun shtick,
it's not part of their stick, but a fan clearly made it their stick.
I have also gone to some Chicago raves where some person...
Oh, you ain't taking shit at a rave.
Where some person came up to me and went, do you want this mochi? I took the mochi. I did not eat the mochi.
Okay,
so you're saying
he just lied to everybody. Okay.
Jacob just lies and says, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I would probably pass on if I'm going to eat mochi.
Yeah. There is no, I must eat the taco. I am more going with, I am not receiving any punishment from
taking. I mean, I did. I took the chance. I grabbed the taco and I ate the taco. And I'm here to speak about it.
Yeah.
Long story short, this is the first time Larry's ever had peyote.
He would have known.
And the day just got better from there.
It was. So, tell a little bit more about the weekend.
Okay, so it was a well-run convention.
Yeah.
So I'm just get some of the basics out there. Well-run convention. The facility itself had kind of a tricky loading dock because it was at the top of
an incline. Everest. Fuck yes.
And
Yes, it was.
But you know what? Okay, fine. You know, we dealt with that. And they had approximately 4 million volunteers.
Which was fucking awesome.
Oh, that's useful.
Yeah. You know, you could not hardly fall over and not hit a volunteer. So they had a tremendous amount of volunteers, which was helpful. I mean, because we've been doing this, we've done it all year now many times.
Yeah.
And we didn't need a tremendous amount of help, but we knew there was help there.
If we wanted it.
Yeah, if we did want it there. So
well, they offered to help us pack out.
That was pretty good. Oh. They did.
That's a plus.
It was. Yeah. And, you know, the convention itself, was interesting. It's at that point where you get a lot of onesie twosies from Midwest Gaming Classic was at like probably 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, where you would get these when it was at the hotel, you would get these onesie twosie machines that people just had in their basement and they're like, oh, I'm willing to bring this in and stuff.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of unique machines I didn't expect. I'm a light gun gang.
Oh, yeah.
And they had probably stand up arcade, probably 15 of them.
They had a whole row. Quick compliment to the arcade machine organizers. They set them up by row. One row of like driving machines. One row of light gun machines.
Oh, that's
this was brilliant.
And they probably
had them well curated, so you could walk down a row and play one type of game.
For as many light gun games they had as many driving machines and a couple cockpit machines, cockpit style. You know, that would, and you know, so like Police Trainer, I actually never played Police Trainer.
Yeah.
And so that was a lot of fun. I got to play that and stuff. And you know, it was really good. The vendor hall had something that a lot of these conventions don't have. You know, they have different varieties. They had varieties of like DIY, I guess I'd call it. Vendors that are, you know, doing stuff on like 3D printers and stuff like that.
Making product.
And then you have the resellers.
Yeah, they had a ton of resellers.
Yeah, they had three booths that had albums.
Yep. Vinyl albums.
And some of them were very specific, like they just had video game ones.
Yeah.
But other ones were just like, hey, here's my metal section. Here's my pop section. Here,
like, know. Seriously. Like vinyl, it was just like
a little record store, really. You know, it was like, oh, okay. But the other thing that it had in its vendor tent, mixed into all of them, and there was some board game ones.
Yeah,
and there was
and lots of video game food ones. Yeah, which is unusual to see. They had three or four food vendors that I know.
Yeah, they had a zero... Or
nitrogen
ice cream place, which, you know, seemed to be doing pretty well. They had a jerky place.
Yep, they had a jerky place. They had a fudge place.
And so you had some food mixed in there. So the vendor hall had this, like, nice mix. And I know the con can't necessarily curate that exactly because, I mean, someone has to approach you and be willing to pay for the space.
Right.
Know? So, but it was nice that was there.
It was. Know? It really was.
Yeah, the vendor hall actually reminded me more of a state fair space than as particularly a video game space. You know.
Agreed. There, it was a much wider mix of things. Vendor space was great. The con was great. This was the Pittsburgh Gaming Expo 2024. Tons of videos online already in our Facebook channel. All coming up on YouTube right now.
And then there was us, and we were the stars.
We did kind of rock. So
we did well. I think our setup.
We're playing well already, dude.
Our setup played well.
Oh hell yeah!
As it always does.
People enjoyed it. At first it was a little quiet. Like, so, you know, Saturday morning. It was almost like
everybody's in the vendor hall.
I feel like we were a little intimidating.
Well, we are a little intimidating.
We are intimidating.
That look at your face right there.
I did not see the look at your face.
Once people got in there, man, you know, we had 10 full rigs of Steel Battalion going. We probably had 12 hours of almost constant.
Yeah, we were running balls to the wall.
Did people actually get into?
Oh yeah, multiple rounds. Yeah. Oh hell yeah!
Ooh, this is great. I want to keep.
Yeah, people at least.
There was one guy who like played it for the entire day.
Wow.
Even not
will,
believe.
I will. Props to the parents of young children in Pittsburgh. You know what? You actually paid attention to your children while they were playing and helped them. Which, you know,
instead of killing them with your mech.
Yeah. Which was great.
Or like
reading,
like,
because we don't mind younger children if they're attended to, but we can't do that.
No, we can't.
We gotta teach everybody and stuff. We can't sit there. But if a parent is sitting there and going, okay, well,
do this, do this, do this, do this,
And you know what? That works out great. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Assuming they can actually reach the pedals. It is a pedal game, so you actually have to be able to reach down. Little bit.
You must be this tall.
To we are making a Mac, a life-size Mac. You must be this tall to stand next to it, because we do have
Mac or Mel?
Mac-size
Mel. Mac.
Mel, you must be this tall.
She said it first, though.
You did said it first.
She did say it.
Did you
say
must be this tall?
You must be
Mel.
You must be Mel. Tall.
You must be one Mel and Hunt. Mel and Hunt.
Well, I mean, they do it at theme parks, you know?
No, because if you can't reach the pedals, you can't play.
By the way, I'd like to thank my Guys Games and Beer crew that allowed me to tear away, as I love theme parks, and I was able to go to Kennywood.
Now, that is the oldest in America.
And right? I think it's one of the oldest or the oldest theme park in America. And it was really fun to enjoy. It's historical in a lot of ways. And so that was a lot of fun. And it happened to be in the area. So, you know, but I couldn't do it without a terrific crew. So
along that same line, I got a big shout out to Brian Wiz and all of his crew. You guys fudging rocked it. Great con, well organized. This is only your fourth year. That's kind of horrifying that you've grown this big in 4 years. We hope to see lots more of you. Hopefully we'll see you next year. We'll all be out there next year hanging out with you guys.
The bands were great, by the way.
The bands were. Yeah. Dude, they had Weird Paul. They had... Yeah.
I would have loved to have met
Weird Paul. I like him a lot.
Is it the Star Wars?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Well, so
Weird Paul is the original.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah, they had Galactic Empire.
They had Weird Paul, and then they had Psycho Stick, and then the next band
with Power Glove.
Power Glove, yeah. And then Power Glove led into Galactic Empire. Galactic Empire. Was
They were the headliner.
Yeah, and they were pretty funny. Yeah. They had quite a stage show, quite a thing they went into. Yeah, and I cracked up. They, you know, so they're all dressed in different outfits, and they all have different
personas
and stuff. And the one had that voice that Princess Leia had when she first talked to like Jabba, and the other one goes, "For the sake of the audience, you should never talk again." That was pretty funny.
But great show, guys. So if you're in the Pittsburgh area, definitely check out Pittsburgh Gaming Expo next year, 2025. We may even be there. God, you never know.
Who knows what we'll do?
Who knows where we'll be? But there's a good chance we'll be there. Great show. Well organized. Well run. Really top notch. Cannot say
enough. Super friendly people. I didn't have any.
Thank you.
Good vibe.
Good vibe. The whole thing was, from start to finish, excellent. So, that's our experience.
Awesome.
Lots of videos online already. We set up a ton of upcoming interviews.
So,
yeah, we already went adults only.
What?
Oh, yeah, we did. We already set all that stuff.
Yeah, we already went to the assy everybody.
Yeah. So there's a lot.
Yeah, I know it.
Lots of good stuff coming up.
Wait, those are from last year. That's me noting. Yeah, that's from last year. So lots of good stuff coming up.
Interview-wise, we've got so many good interviews coming up from that con, too.
Right.
So keep an eye on the channel.
Hey, Jerome. In the new format of Beer Court and shit-talking. Because, you know, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah, Beer Court and shit-talking. And then more serious... We've lined up additional interviews that we couldn't get to this weekend that we will have on there.
And maybe we'll
even enjoy
it. Yeah, Rob's got a stack.
We actually have a Let's Play on the agenda, too. So we have a game that was...
Let's Play, a board game.
The non-drunk Larry will be on the show. I don't think I added him to the list yet. Thank you for reminding me.
So it's good. No, it's just not me sober. It's a different Larry.
I was about to say, all right, we gotta get.
All right, let's take it out. Rob's gonna take it out.
All right. Anyway, beer courts are supposed to be, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah. Well.
35. All right. So anyway, I want to thank you very much for listening to Beer Court. You can check us out on www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. As always, this is brought to you by Lionheart Racing, all the joys of racing without the rubber hot dogs. You can check that out if you go to www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Click on that big, big red, white, and blue 77. And
get your
check out some racing. Get your racing on. You're going to like it, I'm telling you. Real racers, real announcers, all racing.
Truly amazing.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. This beer not me too. Tulu. Anyway, hey, thank you all. We will see you next Tuesday, 6:15 p.m. CST.
Give or take a few minutes.